When the Lord has you in his sights, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There was a mini brouhaha this week over, of all things, the serial numbers on rifle sights used by U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Every rifle sight has a serial number, of course, but somebody noticed that the serial numbers included a strangely familiar code at the end. One of them ends as follows, 2COR46. Another one ends JN812. Well, every Christian knows what that means. These are passages from the New Testament. Second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 6. Book of John, chapter 8, verse 12. What's behind this is that the company which makes the rifle sights was founded by a devout Christian who believes that being able to accurately target an enemy protects freedom and is in keeping with biblical morals. However, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation says this violates the Constitution, especially since some field commanders have referred to the firearms as, quote, spiritually transformed firearms of Jesus Christ. Well, I saw a picture of the gun sight. You can hardly see the Bible code, so I don't see this as a big deal, except I do have a question for the weapons company. If these biblical codes were working, wouldn't our troops be home by now? I mean, you don't print a Bible reference on a gun just for the heck of it. It's supposed to have some power. If these codes were working, shouldn't they have guided a bullet to Osama bin Laden by now? It's been more than 8 years. Maybe they should try verses from the Old Testament. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at daveross.com.